A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
And now, broadcasting live, galaxy-wide, deep from within the computer talk command and control bunker from an undisclosed location in the sunny Southwest, it's Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
And good day, America. Welcome to another edition of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. You can join us here live at 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. I want to thank you for joining us in our post July 4th, our first show after Independence Day. Favorite patriotic songs.
I figured, why mess around? Let's just play it now because it's so important. And, you know, we wouldn't be here
if it weren't for Ray Charles.
If it weren't for Ray Charles and that song. No, for you know, the Founding Fathers doing what they did and giving us this great country the freedom to do what we want to do. And I tell you, this radio show, I don't think it happened anywhere else. I really don't think so. Think about it.
I don't know if that's...
Would this ever happen in Russia? No. China? No. Guatemala? I don't think so.
Yeah. For a lot of reasons. No, but you know what's interesting is, you know, and I don't know how you are, Steve-O. I think you're the same way. And I think it's there's a lot of this going on where you immediately, when you say something like that or you play a song like that, you immediately feel like, okay, now I got to try to defend this.
I have no desire to, I don't have to defend anything, man.
You know. No, I mean, really, where you feel a little bit defensive. You know, well, yeah, America's not perfect, but I still love it, and it's a good thing. And, you know, I obviously I think a lot about this sort of thing, sometimes on July 4th, sometimes other days.
Sometime that day is Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Tuesday. It isn't necessary. You know, I think about strange stuff all the time, is what I'm saying.
True.
It isn't, you know, sort of the normal topical stuff that the average person, I think, thinks about. And, you know, one of the things that just continues to amaze me, and this is why I was saying, you know, there's almost a reflexive defensiveness because it's just become so fashionable to kind of pound on America. Mm-hmm. You know, and the first thing is, of course, nothing's perfect. Absolutely nothing and no one. But it's like we've lost the awareness of that reality. If something isn't perfect, you just pound it into dust.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'm saying that it's not that we're saying that you should not be critical of how our government's run and all that kind of stuff and the behavior of people. Doing the right thing is a struggle.
Well, and this is my point that I'm trying to get to in a really circuitous fashion.
Mm. What's that?
I think it is even more amazing. I think the founders doing what they did is even more amazing than we really think it is.
Well, yeah, they were slave owners,
right? As amazing, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
I'm being serious.
It's true.
For the, and we've talked about this a little bit before,
but I think
this is a fundamental thing.
Yeah.
The realities of their life in this country at that time, both in terms of their personal humanity, I mean, they were people too.
They were flawed, that's for
just
sure.
As good and just as bad as anybody else.
Right.
The environment itself, very challenging, we don't realize. I mean, these guys, a couple of these guys were the richest of the rich. They hopped on a horse and took a 4-day trek to get to Philadelphia. Are you kidding me? 4 days on a horse, night and day, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay, and then, for and here's to me is the most miraculous thing. They were not blind to the contradictory nature of what they were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they did not let the realities of that time lower their sights. When you think about what they did with the Declaration of Independence and with the Constitution, they made the most lofty but practical set of rules for a government that ever been made in the history of mankind.
Totally contrary to anything that ever had been established before.
And contrary to what they were living.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
The environment at that time.
The most difficult thing to do.
There was no way, no matter what happened, there was no way at that time that slavery was going to go away. It was not going to go away.
Not going to happen.
And they knew that.
They had to work around
it. Now, if they had been rational and intelligent and practical and all of these things.
Well, it never would have happened.
They would have simply brought, well, they simply would have taken all of that lofty, unreachable, silly, pie-in-the-sky stuff and brought it down here to the real world. And guess what? We would have got the results of that.
That's true.
What they did is they kept their sights as high as they could possibly be, knowing they were falling short the second they put that quill to paper, to parchment.
Well,
they were foolishly
that's right.
falling short of what they were writing. And they didn't let it stop them. To me, that's the most miraculous thing.
Well,
think about how we think today. We would have said, you know, in light of the fact that we do this wrong and that wrong, and in light of the fact that this person's that and this person's this and humans are this and that, we're just going to do these few, you know, basic stupid things. Uh-uh.
That's right. And I contend, and you'll hear this from others, obviously, I'm not the only one saying this, but I contend that the entire idea, thought, drive, and inspiration to do this was divine.
They call
providence. And,
yes.
And that I truly believe that's what inspired all of it. And
yep.
So without that, none of this would have happened.
Yep. Yep. Couldn't agree with you more. Happy birthday, America. Thank you, Founding Fathers. Back after this.
Are you listening to Dave? Are you really? Well, you better.
Hey, guys. This is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again. Here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.